All right, you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond and Ambiance Congo, coming to you every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. My name is David, a.k.a. DJ Dowdy. I'm here with you every other week. Look for Greybeard and the Other Black Music in this time slot next week. One of my favorite time slots for music we play is the Other Black Music. I love that program. So support Ambiance Congo and the Other Black Music by calling area code 804-622-9747. And here is Cece.
Yes, thank you all for letting me sit in with DJ Dowdy for this WRIR Fall Fund Drive. We're working hard to raise $40,000 by October 25th, and that is the money that we need to operate this station. And you can help us. We had a goal of $400 by four. I'm going to extend it a little bit.
Oh, come on.
We have $188 left to go. And thanks to Nancy, she got us closer to our goal, but we're still not there yet.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yes, that's wonderful. So thank you very much for contributing. And I know many of you are listening online, and many of you are listening to us on this podcast, or will be in the future.
That's right. And you should, we do take PayPal, is that correct?
You can donate online at WRIR.org. It's safe, it's secure, it's quick and easy, and you can do that as you're listening to this podcast in the future.
All right.
But for right now, it's 804-622-9747 or online at WRIR.org. WRIR spends $14 an hour to bring this program to you. It's $14 an hour to bring you this great program. And anytime you spend an hour listening, 2 hours listening, whatever you do, that means so much to us that you're listening. So why not take the step to be a contributor?
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you to everyone who has so far. But if you haven't, if I'm talking to you and you're sitting there thinking, why now? Because it's important. We want to reach $188 more dollars. David is going to break out an interview that he has done with a great band. And you are only hearing this on WRIR. And that's what we do. We are all in this together. David volunteers his time. I volunteer my time. And we'd love for you to join us in by volunteering with your financial gift. So please call the station and do that. And I know that you appreciate Ambiance Congo and all the Congolese music that you've been hearing on air for, what, 11 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
How many programs is that? Every other week. At least it's only every other week. But I'm here every week with the Motherland Influence.
Right.
So.
11 years you have been coming to the station, to WRIR, and doing this program.
I have been.
That's awesome.
I love doing it. I just appreciate so much that there's a slot for Ambiance Congo at WRIR. Where else but someplace that their whole mission is about bringing things you don't get to hear anywhere else.
Right, and Sunday is a great example of that. The whole gamut of programs that you hear is definitely what our mission is, and it is possible because people like you and your friends and our volunteers from the very beginning that WRIR went on air gave money to the station to fund it. The community funds the station. The community brings you this station.
The community benefits from the station.
Beautiful.
Right. All right. Thank you, Cece. It's always a pleasure working with you on these things. I'm going to play a song. Actually, let me tell you about that last one. That last one was Koffi Olomide from a CD called Chacho, which came out on the Stearns Africa label back in 1990, song Elle et Moi. And on that CD, actually, another member of La Frise International sang Dodo Munoko was on that CD. By request, I'm going to play another request. This one request was actually requested by Modero Meccanisi himself, the leader of La Frisa International and saxophone player. He wanted to hear from a live album that came out in 1989, their version of Amour Nala from the CD Babeti Sukus featuring Taboulé, the late great Taboulé, with La Frisa International Orchestra.
Makanisi ebimi na motema ya moto ekomi na monoko babengi maloba e basi nyonso ya motema.
Maintenant, ça les capemé, il n'y a pas de foi, pas de cas. Une voiture ne fait des capemé, il n'y a pas de ta klaxon. C'est pas possible. Il n'y a pas de boule, pas de casse, sans boîte. Nala. Il n'y a pas de balle qui s'assa. Nalo, il n'y a pas une amie sur le gros balangay. Au lakinda, au lodi, aux alliés. Na, n'gomba, na. Aux aboyés, pour la que l'homme n'a l'opi, tant au possible, ça, au coma moto. Et là, je m'en bats les jeunes, paix à d'un avenir. Que l'homme est encore en bout de mon aîné. Le renonce et pour un bisou, Nala. Nassa, moi, dégoût. Babou, tu n'as pas basé. Pour la qui bisou, moi, y'a repassé ma samana. Bon, samedi, mon dîme, si, cacapro. Donc, vous avez bien, moi, y'a boité. Ah, Nala. Nalbani, n'a pas qu'on en gagne. Ah, gagne, moi, n'a pas mal. Baby, nous autres. Nalbani, n'a qu'à carte.
Nala, n'a limité.
Broadcast of WRIR is made possible in part by Rostov's Coffee and Tea, family-owned and operated. Rostov's roasts coffee on-premises daily and offers coffee, tea, accoutrements, and cups to go. Rostov's Coffee and Tea, 1618 West Main Street on Facebook, Twitter, and the web at rostovs.com.
We have here in the studio today, actually the song was chosen by one of our guests here in the studio today, Modelo Meccanisi, who was with Tabule at the formation of Afrisa International right around 1970. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Well, good morning, David.
Yeah. We also have in the studio with us, we have Dodo Munoko, we have Wawa Libonane, we have Huit Kilos Nkesa, and Ngoma Lokito, who are also members of the band Afrisa International, a band that Modelo has reformed at the bequest of his late friend Tabule Rochereau.
Yeah, I can still repeat what I have been telling everybody. Taboulé suggested that his band be maintained. He didn't want his music to die. That's why he called on me to go meet with him. I had the chance to talk to him before, months before he passed away. He said, Madero, you have been with me for a very long time. You know my music, and you know the policy of my band. Don't let my music die. Keep my music alive and my name. That's why I promised. He asked me to promise twice. I did promise, and I shared that information. I shared that Taboulé's wish to everybody here, beginning with Wawali here, Dodo, and everybody, Wikilo, and some of the friends who are in Europe. I said, well, this was our music that we shared, and we gave our efforts, so it's not only because of Taboulé. Let not this music die.
And there's been a lot of the newer music that's being produced nowadays is very different from the music that you all play and that you shared with us here in Richmond at the Folk Festival this October. The newer music of people like Wera Song, Javi Piana, Kofi Olomide is very different.
Those differences are just I could say they're just apparently different. But the beat is still based on that original rumba. Listen to the music they play. What is different maybe there is the styles, the way they write the songs.
Mm.
They're not inspired anymore by what comes into the mind. Because speaking too long in the music, in the record, is not singing. They have been writing music, yes, and songs. But the basics of those songs and music, they're still what we have been doing. What our older musicians started, like speaking from Wendo, is the same beat. It's the rumba, passing by Kabasele and Dr. Nico and everybody, and Taboulé continued. That's what we maintain. And what we do here, actually, today, back in the Congo, everybody wants to do it again, because no one will do better than what we have been doing in the past and today. One day, maybe, they will be inspired by different influence of music in the world, but today is still the music of the Congo that is inspiring.
The music of the Congo, which pretty much spread out across Africa to the Caribbean, South America,
exactly.
Western Europe, places like Colombia, even Japan.
Yeah, even Brazil and Venezuela. Everywhere you go, the music of the Congo is still there. It is spread there.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to say about that, Dodo?
No, you have. You say everything about
He's
it.
He's got it covered.
Yeah, yeah.
And you, Wawali?
You say it.
I have nothing to say about the same way Modelo just talked to you for Congolese music, the way we're going. We know to do some music again, more good. Like Taboulé himself, he leave this band. He say he don't want his name going down. He don't want the name Afriza disappear. Like the different band from Congo disappear, we maintain this name to the day the Lord gonna take us again to die, and we gonna take again the young people again to work with them. The day the Lord say Wawali is not there, we gonna be again with somebody this can try to do the music. Afriza just stay, that name stay there. Because it stay like a history, like a monument of music of Congo.
Excellent, excellent. Do you have anything to add?
Oh, yeah. What I want to say, I really appreciate what Yemi Odeo say, and nothing to comment, but I have to say something about this generation music is coming now, we're not doing nothing. Everything we're doing has been done.
Has been done already?
Yes.
It's just repeat of...
That's
okay.
It.
And how do you feel about that, Ngoma Lokito? You have been in so many different bands.
Yeah. Okay. My name is Ngoma Lokito. I play lot music with a lot of people. My problem is when you see Afriza International or OK Jazz, these people, he play the good, the nice, the very good, nice rumba. But the rumba for today, for the young man, is not nice.
Well, you just made an album with Le General Defoe, did you not?
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
This one I hear is nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. I ordered a copy. I'm waiting to get mine. Okay.
And I want to comment something. When I come and enjoy with Afriza, it was a long time in my life. I was lucky to play with Afriza. I was lucky to play with Franco, okay, Jazz. I was lucky to play with Afriza. Long, long time. When I was young, something like that. But I was happy to play with them. But when my chance came, when my brother, my big brother, Shaba Kahamba, the big bass guitar from the Congo, he was number one in Afriza when he passed away. That's why Modero and other people, they say, oh, who's this? Who want somebody who's supposed to who feel play like something like Shaba Kahamba. He think about me. He just call me, and I enjoy with them. Everything is going is okay. And
all right,
I feel I'll be good.
Yeah, I would like to add something, David.
Okay, Modero.
Yeah, when Nguma said about the foul, you had a point about it. The foul is a young man who writes his songs not like the today's young man.
Mm-hmm.
The Faro listens to the real music, the real classical music as the one from Afriza. So his song style is the same. So in the, he expresses something when he writes a song,
mm-hmm.
when he sings.
Mm-hmm.
His music is under control, not like all of the noises.
Well, you know, there are a lot of younger artists who are remaking some of the classic songs like Des de Souza and people like that, but they, and I like them,
yeah,
but they're not like new songs like with Defoe, who's basing his music, new music, on the older tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Defoe is very good. He's the kind of guy, if he came to join with us, he would feel comfortable.
Yeah, I think it would too.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you know, the first African album I ever bought, being an American,
yeah.
was the Kafo Maya album of Tabule Rochereau and Afriza. Yeah. I bought it in 1974.
Yes.
And I've been, Tabule hooked me on this music.
Oh, really?
So I'm very honored to have all of you here with me, because your music has meant a lot to me my entire life. So I'm just very welcome to have you here.
Thank you.
That's good.
Appreciate it.
Let's play another song.
Ni kamoya kopamba na motema.
na tubakie.
Mama ya balapa e, kopi ma.
That was Mafil from L'Orchestra Afrisa International, written by Modero Makinisi from his from the LP Rochereau, Volume 5, Jalousie Mal Placé, on Tabule's Jenny Dia label and released by Disco Stock in 1982. And here is Cece with more.
Oh, yes. Thank you all for letting me be here with DJ Dowdy. You know, WIR is powered by volunteers, but it's funded by listeners like you. And we are doing our fall fund drive with the goal of raising $40,000 by October 25th. And you can make your contribution by giving any time at www.wrir.org or calling the station right now. Sean is here with some other volunteers. And the number to call is 804-622-9747. You count on WIR to be the soundtrack to your day. You count on DJ Dowdy to be here every other week.
Every other week.
But whenever he shows up, whatever he brings is going to take you on a musical journey. You'll be inspired, and it gives you a diversion to maybe some of the stress of the day, because you are taken away, literally, to a whole new world.
Yeah, I take it out by dancing around. It's like
I have been seeing some of his moves. All right.
I watch a lot of videos.
Right. But that's how he gets into it. So know that when that music is playing and you're probably tapping your feet, dancing, and like, this is catchy, this man is boogieing in
the
studio.
You know, it's like that's what the band does. It's like it's the thing in Congolese music. The band gets up there, they sing, and when they're not singing, and even sometimes when they are singing, they dance.
Okay, so you don't listen to it sitting down.
No. I don't think I could ever do that, except maybe in the car, but even then I dance.
So if you see that car swerving back and forth between the hours of, after the show, it's because he's listening to the podcast.
Well, you know, Graybeard listens to the music too, and I keep thinking we need to get Graybeard bobbleheads because...
But it all will happen, and it all continues to happen, and for 11 years it's been happening with the DJ Dowdy because of people who decided to make the call to go online, to come to the studio, who decided WRIR is worth not only their time listening, but their time in giving. And it truly is a community involvement here. We are 76% funded by our listeners, yet 100% of our programs are powered by these volunteers. So I ask you to go ahead. Now is the time. Don't wait till the end of the drive. You listen now, because you won't be here next week.
No, I'll be here next week from the motherland.
All right. He just keeps on confusing me on this.
That's because I'm two different shows.
But Ambiance Congo, if you want to give for Ambiance Congo, this is the time.
This is the time. That's
right. This is the time. He has the interview left to go and that you'll be hearing, which means we will stop talking so you can learn more about this incredible band who I did see at the Folk Festival. And actually, it felt like I know a little bit about the music listening to your show, so thank you.
Okay.
I got to throw some Congolese music fun facts at my friends.
Oh, good for you.
They're like, ooh, okay. But we love for you to participate by joining in, by volunteering, by giving your time to make that donation at 804-622-9747.
All right, let's get back to the interview with Modero Makinisi, Dodo Munoko, Wawali Bonane, Huikilo Nkesa, and Ngoma Lokito.
Okay, that last song was a song that was written by Modero. It's called Mafil. It's from an album called La Beauté d'une Femme, and it features Mbili Bell.
Yeah, La Beauté d'une Femme, because it was written in French. Was recorded in 1985. That's the time we were regularly with Didier Bella in the band.
And who else? There were other people in this room that played on this album as well, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dodo was there.
Was there, yeah.
Yeah. That song, if I go back to 1985, I probably wrote it, let's say, 3 or 4 months before we recorded.
It's a beautiful song. It's one of my favorites.
Thank you very much. And it became very successful when it was released. It was like a counterpart of one of the songs that Didier Bella sang. The title is La Beauté d'une Femme. And that was very, very successful. And my fee became like a counterpart in relation to that album for the success.
I have a whole bunch of LPs here on the table, and I want to ask Kwikilos about guitar music in Congo. The Congolese guitar music is, in my opinion, the best guitar music in the entire world, and it comes from a tradition of. Does it come from the tradition of the Likembe?
Yeah.
We play guitar like a percussion. We go with the percussion and then also them putting some harmonies on top of it, things like that, working with them, and that's all. But Congolese guitar didn't come from Likembe.
No?
I don't think so.
It came from, in the traditional music, it goes back to people like Wendo, but before Wendo, where did it come from?
They came from nylon strings, guitar.
I think from Ghana.
West Africans.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Ghana.
At the time, as I probably shared that before, the colonial power, let's say in the Congo, was Belgium. But Belgium joined with the Portuguese and the French. They decided to finance those works to build the railway road from the ocean to the capital, Kinshasa. So the locals Congolese, were not that many people to be part of the work. So they needed workers from Southern Africa, from Eastern Africa, from West Africa, and other part of Central Africa, like the Congo Brazzaville, Central Africa Republic at the time was a French colony.
And what part did Cuban records play in this? Because I know that European entrepreneurs who were selling textiles in Kinshasa would try to attract people to their stores by playing old Cuban 78 albums. And people would say, hey, that's my music. But they had not heard it in that style before.
Yeah, the Congolese guitarists, the musicians themselves, brought the music of Cuba into them because of listening to the Cubans on the radio, on the records, and some of the touring Latin American bands.
Right.
But they already learned to play guitars by the influence of those Africans who brought the guitar, because those workers who came especially from West Africa, they brought the guitars, because our ancestors, today I can say ancestors, who were playing instruments. They were playing some traditional instruments, plus modern instruments at the time were accordion and also the horns. Because the Belgian introduced the horns for brass bands.
For the nightclubs and things like that.
In the nightclub, they were not used at that time yet, because the nightclub did not exist.
Ah.
Yeah. And when the guitar came and the youngsters in the Congo were interested on learning those guitars, and they became masters on the guitar, and they interpreted the songs of those who brought the guitars to them, especially the Ghanaian with the high life styles, and the Nigerians.
I'm sorry. I have heard that the guitar came to West Africa by West Africans who were recruited to fight in World War One, and they picked them up from the British and brought them back home.
That's the way they came from to them. Mm-hmm. But for us Congolese, they came from the West Africans.
Right.
Because the Belgians didn't bring the guitars to us. The Belgians brought their brass instruments like trumpets, trombone, trumpets and everything.
All right.
And
do you have a favorite song that like, does the song Mela, does it have a lot of horns in it? You know, I don't remember.
Not but many. I was alone on that, playing on the background of the singer Taboulet.
Okay, we would like to hear that song now.
Yeah, if
all right, we'll play that song now.
Yeah.
Yokalilo bananga mpe bomba yeba kenga nanga kayo mama Melanie parti kalina ngambo yebaka
yebaka
Monte meti kali penzo tona memi mama mama nga
mama
Mokolo toko kutana lisusu kwa kama teso kyo kutiganzo tu ekonda
Ekonda Nyoso sempo na yomela Nakobo sana nakoli ya mela Basi nyoso sempo na kukanisa yomela
Yo kalilo bananga mpe bombaka Yeba kenga nalinga kayo mama Melanie parti kalina ngambo Yebaka
Yebaka
Mote meti kalipendo tona memi mama mama
mama
Mokolo toko kutena lisusu koka mate soki okutinga nzoto ekonda mama
Ekonda Nyonso sempo na yomela Nakobosa na nakoli ya mela Basi nyonso sempo na kukanisa yomela Pona kokanisa Sante azoto ambote Ima pona basusi Monga ngaluka malade amonate
Empasie
Monga ngazongi sanga nanganga Nanga atondi sanga bikila Na baby sabikila Na koma na likoma Maladi damu Kolingo susi Afrisa sukse
Zota mwana motezali seko kima bosi manga makasi na baby mama Tika laloba eno kina koya kokufa pambanga na zoe biloko pona mela
Maladi damu Olingo susi, Afrisa sukse.
Epa ya pata kana bomba kase ko bomba popo kulka e mataka na nzoto mama o. Tika na loba eno kina koya kokufa pamba ngana zwa kisipo na mela. Oh mama
Maladi d'amour bolingo susi afisa succès.
That last track was Mela from the Afrisa International from the album Rochereau Volume 5, Jalousie Ma Passée. Before that, we heard a little bit more of an interview from Afrisa International. And Cece's going to tell us a little bit more about the fund drive, and then we'll finish up the interview and finish up the program.
I know. This has been great. I'm learning so much from these. I now have DJ Graybeard in the studio with me.
Yay,
so
Graybeard.
I'm learning twice as much. And I would love for you to call in. You can definitely help bring and keep Ambiance Congo and then the Motherland Influence, which follows all these Sunday programs on air by making your call at 804-622-9747 or giving online at WRIR.org. Supporting WRIR is today, and I do mean today, because we'd love to see your name show up on our leaderboard.
Yeah, come on.
It is one of the best things you can do. It takes just a few minutes of your time.
And thank you.
Yes. In about 2 minutes, you fund WRIR for another 6 months. In that short time, you allow DJ Dowdy to come in the studio, use his turntables, use the board, and know that his signal, his Ambiance Congo show, will go around the world. That's what your contribution does. You keep WRIR on air. How will your donation impact WRIR? The money you give to us becomes stories. It becomes music. It becomes programs that continue to keep Richmond connected and the world connected to these great artists of Congolese music who are just want to have a presence here in America. And DJ Dowdy is doing that. So that's what you do. You are impacting these artists around the world by letting them know that WRIR is the place to hear this kind of music that you will not hear anywhere else. And certainly, other DJs could play it.
They could. You know, it's out there. It's available. You know, and actually, other DJs do play it. It's part of Congolese music is part of other programs broadcast on like NPR and places like that.
But you do it for 2 solid hours.
Yeah, I do it for 2 solid hours
every other week.
Every other week.
I keep on bringing that up, but it's wonderful, and that's what you're giving DJ Dowdy and have been for 11 years. 11 years. I cannot believe that the station has been on air that much, but yet it doesn't surprise me because people rally for WRIR because they know if we don't play it, nobody will.
That's right. That's true.
622-9747.
622-9747. Muchas gracias a mis amigos en Colombia que están escuchando ahorita. Por favor, una donación. Okay, let's go ahead and play the rest of the interview. Then we'll play one more song to end up the program.
Thank you,
Cece. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank
here.
You.
Okay, and we're back. Okay. I have some. I'd like to thank you all for being here. It's been great to have you here. I'm going to end up the program by playing a song called Sacramento, which features again a number of people in this room.
Dodo sang in the song.
And I want to thank Wawali for his beautiful renditions of Duas Dike that really touched me during the folk festival. I want to thank you for that. You did a good job.
Thank you.
Wikilos, you played guitar in a way that just I could not stand still.
Merci beaucoup.
And you as well, Ngoma Lukito. And Dodo Munoko, you guys are great. And
thank you so much
for being here in Richmond and for taking the time to join us on this program.
Yeah, thank you.
Merci.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Sacramento, Santo. tonyoso abela basusu balika basusu ekokomela bango tokominga na yo esika bato baso balukaka nakobanga baya kobomisa biso lokola jini na romeo olimbaka na yo ekomi na nzembo ya moto nyonso tokomi na ezample ya bamuke na banda
Ako sala nzembo pote basambela kabiso kubasa ntu